Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Love Hour. I hope that you had a fabulous new year. And we're back starting off the new year strong. Actually, Here's the Thing comes out tomorrow by the time this drops. But make sure that you listen because they...
Yesterday.
You guys don't drop on Fridays?
Wednesday.
What comes out? Oh, okay. Yeah. So the day before, which would be Wednesday. they interviewed Cisco this morning.
It was great.
It was fun.
The lady, the woman, mm-hmm. He said that you can talk to her to set up the next thing with him.
Okay.
He will. Oh, you were listening. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. He watches.
I know. He was a legit fan.
He was like, he ain't never commented. I said, yeah, since we ain't never commented. But he be watching. He was so cool, man.
Yeah, he was funny. He has a lot of stories.
He has a lot of stories, man. I want to do more stuff with him. Cisco Unleashed a Dragon documentary.
The lady that I emailed, though, I don't think she works directly with him. I think she works with the person that works with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think there's a way for me to find out that person. So, okay, got that's it. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get him out here into
he
a
He seemed
sketch.
Like he was really interested.
He does. We're trying to get him for great taste, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. I think the reason was Audef was like, we don't have dollars.
No.
But shoot, he's great.
Yeah, it was cool to hear. Him singing. He still can sing.
And he still got it. Yeah. he leaned back. It's so interesting that he said he got his church stuff. Mm-hmm. Now he says that, I'm like, that is churchy.
Yeah, it is.
Like the performance, theatrics, preacher stuff. Preachers,
yeah.
That's really the same as a 90s R&B. My Uncle Joe still preached like that. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That ain't nothing but Jesus Cisco.
And so you're still committed to wearing this outfit?
Low-key, I was going to take it off, but it's cold down here.
It is cold down
here. It's freezing in here, so... It just be hot or cold.
No, it's cold in between.
It's still cold in this house. It's some cold in this house.
That's funny. Okay, so what? Listen, let's just get right into it, okay? So the hopeful energy, well, what I want this episode to be is Kevin and I have watched this Billie Eilish interview that she does every year on the same day of the year, where she essentially, I think she projects the future and then she also looks back.
Yes.
But obviously this is the first one that we'll be able to do. But what I would like to do is the very first episode of 2022, correct, that we look back on this episode and almost react to it.
Oh, okay. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so... we'll need to discuss what we're looking forward to in this year, some goals, whether it be personal or on the business side. Actually, I kind of want to talk about both of those.
Okay.
And then and make some projections for what you see coming for 2021. And then again, so we can look back on this and have something to like, I did that. I don't know why I thought I was going to do that because that didn't happen. Or like, you know, just be able to evaluate where we were on this day.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, I believe it's Vanity Fair. Billie Eilish has done 4 interviews and they go back and ask her the same questions and then they edit it together. Melissa had heard of it before. I didn't hear of it until this year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's with Vanity Fair. It looks like she's done it since 2017.
The same year, same interview, the 4th year. Oh, they ask her the same questions.
Oh, do they?
I think so. And then she answers them. It was funny because in hers this year or last year, she was like, I'm hoping for like 3 or 4 weeks off from touring because of how much I did. And when she went back and listened, she was like, whoo, little did I know. So anyway.
I think I watched the 2019 one for 2018 because I remember this green hair. Mm-hmm. But I haven't watched 2021 yet. Yeah. All right, so you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so first things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. If you haven't watched, Crafts and Cocktails with, first of all, this is actually something I am going to work on while we're talking about this, something that I'm going to work on even the more this year and really working on calling myself on it, is my own imposter syndrome. Everybody knows what that is. Great episode if you haven't listened to it thus as of yet. And it's so funny because after you know what it is, I so easily recognize it with myself. So what I was going to say is, and this is true, I'm just speaking, I don't need anybody to bash me, that in the moment of filming, there's a certain like nervousness, vulnerability of like, I don't know if this is going to be funny. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to work. And I remember feeling that way while filming the episode with Angel. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always
Crafts and Cocktails.
Yes. Okay. And so I'm always, there's like a certain anxious energy, even in doing this, like you can see mm-hmm. the anxiousness mm-hmm. when I go back and watch it. I'm like, it's okay. It turned out okay. I always have that feeling. And when I went back and watched that Crafts and Cocktails episode, for whatever reason, it's not often that I laugh out loud at myself. That doesn't happen that often. But when I tell you, I was cracking up laughing.
No, it was a great episode.
Yeah, it was quite hysterical.
Funny. I know I always be joking like, you know, you're funny because of me. But I watched that and I was like, man, you are funny on your own. Yes. And also just your, not more to the story, your 2-minute clip with Tahir, what's Tahir's show called?
Oh, Wording is Hard.
Wording is Hard. Mm-hmm. I was like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get why people are interested in you outside of me. Like, you won't like, listen, Tahir is a great friend. He would not have booked you if he didn't think you would be good on camera.
Oh, I'm sure.
He would have been nice. He would have said hello. But he's a creator and producer. He, you know, and Angel as well. Like, there's a lot of people whose spouse don't do what they do. And he's like, I'm not going to just do the courtesy thing. But on your own as a talent, mm-hmm. you are great. You're funny when you need to be funny, when you're unexpected. The content was great. You and Angel have really good chemistry.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I think
you guys could do a show together.
That's one thing that I want to tap more into this year is working on that like creative part that allows me to produce a show, like actively work on curating a show and producing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that will be, but it's something that I want to activate. That is one goal that I have, is to at least just create, you know, the one show that kind of has those. I look at the comments for inspiration as far as like, what is it that people are seeing mm-hmm. and it's the, or tapping into, or what they're resonating with. And it's the kind of like fun girlfriend friendship type vibes.
Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
And low key hot.
I don't know about all that, but it's the fun part of it. Okay. The point is that it's an energy that I feel that I bring to, even when I'm with Danny, Stove Top Kisses, and we do that. It's an energy that
you
I
match
can
her
bring.
Energy as well.
Yeah, I can bring. I don't know, that just certain type of like girlfriend energy anywhere, to be honest. And so, trying to replicate that or bottle that into a show would be one of the goals that I have for this.
Yeah,
day.
I think that. I think as you kind of remind me of like an athlete. Who was like Tom Brady, mm-hmm. right? He was not heralded coming out of Michigan, but he developed into the greatest quarterback of mm-hmm. all time. And but when he was drafted, you wouldn't have saw that coming. You know, there was all these highly talented people and stuff like that. Russell Wilson's very much like that.
That's what I thought you were going to say as you were talking. I was like, Russell Wilson. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, Russell Wilson might be a better example. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when he got drafted, I was like, this is a great pick for the Seahawks. But the majority of the because I had watched him at North Carolina State and at Wisconsin. By the way, he was professional voice. Oh, my God.
That's very much
go Badgers. So he was like, he knew where he was going from the beginning. But he turned out to be like, yo, he's a dope. And he's like MVP in the MVP race for the last couple of years. But anyway, I think as you start to trust yourself more and believe in yourself and you stop saying you're not creative and stuff like that. Like, I know we got on you for like a whole year about that, but now that you own that stuff, I think there's a certain amount of comfort that you have when you walk in your, mm-hmm. your thing. Like, even when I was at All Def, I didn't have the first year or so, I was not comfortable to say mm-hmm. out loud stuff. Now, because I've been in it so much, sure. I'd be like, nah, this ain't gonna work. That will work, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't natural.
Sure.
Even as ambitious and braggadocious as I am, I was a lot of times like, I don't know, they're no gonna listen to me. I just little boy blue. So
little boy blue. Okay, so what's one of yours?
What was the first question?
Just anything. You could go personal or on the other side.
Personal, this is
good. Oh, I guess we were talking about business.
Okay.
And we can go back and forth because I have a couple more.
Okay. I'll go personal first.
Okay.
Therapy. One thing that my therapist was, telling me, we were talking about, overachievers versus, what is it? I want to get it right.
Talking about high functioning.
Yeah. It's like that, but she, I hate when this be like this, you can't never find, you know what I mean? It just picks out a random message. Okay, here it is. The difference between a high achiever, mm-hmm. which is healthy, and an overachiever, which is dysfunctional.
Okay.
And she had listed out all the... Well
what's the difference? A high achiever... Okay. Oh, okay. I think I get it, but tell us.
Okay. A high achiever is... Okay. Overachievement is it's where there's a point of being successful and high performing veers into excess. There's no established, this is just the article, no established definition. Most will agree that the problem is not the need to achieve.
Slow down a little bit.
Sorry. Not the need to achieve, instead the means that are used to reach and maintain the level of achievement that can be problematic.
Okay.
So they had all these different ones, but a couple were like spot on. Some are not on, like, are you a perfectionist? I don't think I'm a perfectionist. But I do criticize myself a lot. Are you only focused on the future? That's a big one. You don't, Angel always be like, you don't ever think about what you've done so far? And I'd be like, you know, do you work too much? Would you say I work too much? I feel like I'm trying to actively not do that. You think so?
Yeah.
But like with the guitar, it's kind of how we got onto that. Like to me, oh, sorry. To me, I was telling her that I watched these people on guitar who are like, there's this Japanese dude that I follow who can literally do like literally.
Yeah.
And I watched those videos and then I pick this up and I'd be like.
But it sounds good. You can hear it. Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
Like that. But for whatever reason, a logical mind would say, my first video that I posted on the guitar was November 26th, mm-hmm. and I had been playing it for like a day. Mm-hmm. A logical mind would say,
you've made great progress in 2 months.
I've made great progress in 2 months. My mind is like,
month and a half.
Yeah. My mind is like, dang, when will I be to that guy's level? Yeah. And that's unrealistic. But my mind doesn't say that's unrealistic.
Right.
My mind says, how many hours would it take? And I realized that I probably could play at that level if I sucked at everything else. Mm-hmm. Like the app fell behind, comedies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we were talking about is like, it's okay to just be okay at something. You don't have to be, because I was telling her, you know this to be true. I remember we played games for fun, and Isaiah was like, "You can't just play for fun.
I don't
like
understand.
No, like I gotta win or be trying to win. Mm-hmm. You know, spades. And I don't even like it if you playing with me and you're not playing serious.
Which
and I don't want to
play. I don't play with you.
Yeah. So I'm working to not work as hell. I was antsy. Mm-hmm. During these 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because I had a great time, but I enjoy what I do as well. So there was a couple of times I was literally like, I want to go live, but I was like, well, listen, not gonna let me. And the Patreon audience is probably gonna be like, ain't you supposed to be resting? Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy what I do, but I want to be able to just enjoy things for what they are. and not make them work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's not work, but it's a professional, personal thing.
So say it in a word that so okay. we go back. We
so can, my word is
or a sentence.
Okay.
Or,
okay. That's a good point. That's good. My goal would be to just enjoy some things for what they are.
Got it.
And not to make everything professional. Mm-hmm. Like I don't need to be as good as Davey 504 on bass, or I don't know the Japanese dude's name. I don't want to mess it just, up, mm-hmm. but I don't have to be like that. I can just be like, I want to learn how to play everything from Thai Trivia because I loved it. And I have to look down.
And that's okay, because a month ago you couldn't do that.
But remember when I learned, I ran upstairs and was like, Liz, I can do this. But my problem is when I learn this, I don't be like, that's good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, now what's next? What's next? What's next? So on the low, I've been trying to learn Jonathan McReynolds songs to troll him. And I low-key had to stop because these songs are incredibly difficult for me to play. So I'm going to have to troll him next year on his own music because they'd be having a lot of chord changes. So,
do you want to continue the playing the guitar through the whole year?
I want to play the guitar and I want to piano. Because now that I know I can just do things for fun, no, listen. Because it's just for fun. I don't have to be performance. Stop. You did it so slow. Why I can't play piano?
Oh,
this I like music.
If Patreon, this is our agreement.
Okay. While you tell the agreement, I'm going to play some soft music behind you.
If you stick to the guitar.
Don't you put a date back.
Oh, yes, I am.
What did we already agreed a date.
What did we say?
You said the end of January.
Oh, no, that's not it.
No.
If you're really serious about getting you're trying to get a whole. This is the problem with Kevin. Okay, this is what I want you to work on.
No, you don't pick my stuff.
Yes, I do. You can pick one of mine. Overindulgence.
What is that?
Because if you say you want to play the piano, you want to get a grand piano.
No.
Yes, you do.
Baby grand.
No, you don't.
And baby
you
want grand.
Whatever. What did Cisco say? He had a dragon put on his microphone.
And a dragon
and
guitar.
And his dragon guitar. That's what you want.
Yes.
First what of all, just there's get not a keyboard? Even space. Get a keyboard.
I can do a keyboard.
Yeah, in July.
No, you said January. You promised the internet. No. I want to learn how to play strawberry bubblegum. I want to learn how to play strawberry bubblegum. No, it's not fair because I want to just do things for fun, which means I
won't. No, because by March, you're going to be over all of it.
I won't because I'm working on managing my energy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till January. What's today?
January 5th.
January 5th, 2021. Because the way these receipts, you're about to be clocked.
Oh, we're recording the episode. So that'll tell you.
You are about to be clocked.
So I'm going to the guitar center and get a keyboard today.
No, at the end of January, then.
We're betting anyway.
No, at the end of January.
Fine.
You are so about to be clocked. The problem is because of this episode, you're going to be like, man, I got to keep it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I can't stand you. We're going right back over this episode.
Okay. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be sitting right here or maybe in a new house.
I'm not moving. I'm done. I don't want to see a box. I'm leaving cardboard. No more. I'm over it. Okay. That's good?
That's good.
Okay. That was a good answer, Kevin. We're going to take a break and we're going to tell you about Everlane. I'm going to tell you right now, Everlane is legit. And the reason why I know it's legit is because Kevin has worn their sweatshirt on
stage.
I thought we went on a date.
I wore it on a date too, but
and
I also wore it on stage.
On keep your distance.
With the I wore it under the under Dumbfounded's Koreatown jersey, yep. And that's my screenshot. I mean, that's my profile picture right now. That's how much I love that hoodie. No lie,
it's
super
it's
comfortable
soft,
and super
it's comfortable.
Quality. Yeah,
I have a few of their like turtleneck tank tops. Which listen, don't at me about turtleneck tank tops because they're the best layering piece of clothing there is in the way. I was looking for it today, but I had just worn it in a washing machine because I wanted to wear it today. But legit, it is amazing. And as we're going into 2021 and it's looking eerily familiar to 2020, and that we're, you know, some of us are still quarantining, LA is still quarantining, and things are looking worse and worse. You want to change up your wardrobe. We ain't trying to do sweats going into this year. You want to find something that's comfortable, quality, and their pieces are classic. They have like really classic, the blacks, the whites, the grays, those classic pieces, staples that'll never get old in your wardrobe. What you can do right now, because I know you're looking like, for real, I remember that day Kev wore that. I remember that day Melissa wore that. Go to everlane.com/lovehour and sign up for 10% off your first order plus free shipping and get easy returns within 60 days of your ship date. That's 10% off your first order when you go to everlane.com/lovehour and sign up. And now we're back to the show.
Yeah, that's a personal thing for me, yes.
A personal?
I feel like a personal, I'm working on becoming a well-rounded individual, a husband, father, but also just me, the person, for my own self. Because I'm so achieving, I do want to like stop and smell the roses, appreciate where I've come and grow and like property classify things. When my therapist was like, when you, in your zone of genius stuff, go hard. Stand up, go as hard as you can, because that's the thing you are actually good at. So over index on that, but don't take that approach to everything.
Sure,
because I'll be hard on myself when I have a bad set, you know, like the Thanksgiving show where I bombed my life away. I'm so glad that wasn't live. But it's fair to do that, because that's, you know, like LeBron, if he goes 0 for 28, sure, he's going to be like, I stunk it up. But if he sucks at karaoke, he's not going to, he shouldn't trip. So it's funny because I've been playing the guitar. People be like, you trying to go at Jonathan Reynolds? Low key, I know I made that video, but this has little to do with that. But it is, even saying it out loud to be like, I'm just going to be okay being okay with something. And you know that meme of the person smiling behind the mask and crying? That's how it is. Like, mediocrity. I will be
but
okay.
Why does it have to be defined as mediocrity instead of fun?
Can you have mediocre fun?
I think you can have fun at things that you don't excel at.
But see, I'm not like that.
Well, that's the point.
I don't. Like, I'm trying, like bowling. People are like, let's go bowling. And I'm like, I'm not the best. But then low-key, I be bowling like 180, which is not great. But for a casual, we just want to eat some wings and you know, listen to music and bowl. Like, who cares?
Right.
None of us are going to be on the PGA Tour. And then, like, Greg is, I'm bowler. And I be beating Greg. So, like,
why are you just making a competition?
I don't know. Everything is a competition. I be racing people to red lights.
I know.
You're like, yeah, you thought you were going to beat me. I be in races with people, they don't know we're racing. Like, oh, that Greg Carr thinks he's fast? All right, let's go. So, anyway.
It's good and bad.
Yeah, I just want, I'm working on that part of letting some things just be fun for the sake of being fun, as to not put pressure on myself. Because even the guitar, as I like pressure myself, I'd be like, it's what makes me not want to play.
Right.
It's because the guitar is really hard for me. Mm-hmm. And even like, and this is crazy, and I'm going to let you talk because I've been talking a lot.
Right.
Corey Henry, who is one of the best piano players ever, he was tweeting the other day, like, he was like, man, the guitar is an incredibly difficult instrument. And I was like, to you?
Yeah, but, yeah.
And he is a world-renowned musician. So I was like, even to him, this is tough. So that means it's tough. So, that is kind of like a conscious thing for me to just be like swimming is fun.
Is it?
Yeah, I have fun. We go swim, we jump in the pool, we go to the beach.
Oh, that type of stuff.
I go have, you know what I mean? But competitive things, I want to fast forward to what I'm good. And you just can't fast forward this. You really got to sit there.
It takes practice and time.
And you can't speed it up. And money don't even help.
No.
I went to Guitar Center and got the best guitar. I sound like crap on that too. The guitar was $2,000. I was like, maybe it's the wood. And I was like, no.
And you better not try to go buy no more.
No, I'm not. It's funny because then I'm going to let you talk for real. There's YouTube videos and it will be like a pro on a $100 guitar and noob on $1,000. When you're good, you sound good, even if the thing
sucks.
That's
so true. That's so true with a lot of things.
Cameras, I see that camera thing all the time. Saxophone, but anyway, go ahead.
A lot of, even when they talk about like even like style and stuff. You can make a Walmart outfit look stylish if you have style.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It doesn't really, you don't always need the most expensive to look good in any aspect of life. It just has to do with like you, your confidence or whatever.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that actually.
I do too.
Anything else you wanted to add there? Mm-mm. One of the personal goals that I have this year, I'm happy we're doing this because I do want to like assess myself later, is this was one of my words maybe like 2 years ago and I wasn't able to quite do it, but I want to have more fun and be more spontaneous. I feel like I don't often give the appearance that I'm having fun, even though I really am. And so I want to work on enjoying fun like facially, if that makes sense.
Can you enjoy fun facially? I'm working on it.
I'm having fun. Look, I'm smiling. but I just have a hard time. We've talked about this, how like, I don't know, showing those type of emotions is extremely vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable experience for me. It really is. Mm. And so I try to like, yes, I am having fun.
Why do you think that is?
Why is it vulnerable? Because you're handing to me in my world in interpretation, I'm handing over power. Oh, you enjoying this? Let me pull it from you.
Who do you think is going to pull it from
you? I don't know. The fun police. I don't know. The fun police.
You really do struggle with like giving your emotions power or your,
giving
your power of your emotions over to someone else. You think I'm having fun? I ain't.
I'm not. Why are you asking me if I'm having fun? Do you think you could snatch this fun from me, you little fun snatcher? I'm not having fun. How about that? And so I need to like...
Before you, they snatch the fun, you take the anger.
Before you snatch the fun, you'll never know. Don't worry about what I'm having. Are you having fun? How about it? How about you worry about yourself? Why you over here worry about me and my Kool-Aid? Worry about yourself.
The funniest part is the person who will take this from you doesn't exist.
Fun snatchers exist.
Where? Online?
Yeah, they're always lurking around the corner. They're fun snatchers.
So if you were playing
fun
Twister.
Fun police. If you have a good day, the next day a fun snatcher is going, you're going to hear some news. You're going to walk in dog poop. Something's going to happen. It's always fun snatchers in the world.
Oh, Mark. Were you ever having fun? And somebody was like, are you having fun? You were like,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I wasn't going to share this because I'm not quite ready, but I'm not going to go into detail. I know you had your time to like go through your little, your therapy and like be able to process and talk it out loud. But I finally started going to therapy. That's all I'm going to say about it. And we were talking about the, you know, stuff from your childhood or whatever. And I was like, I have a hard time relating stuff to childhood. She was like, it doesn't always have to be childhood. Like, let's talk about something. And then it went back to childhood. And I was like,
I saw my therapist. Everything in the world somehow goes back to when you were 9 or 6. Yesterday when I went, I was like, just say what you want that is back to my childhood. But it's amazing how much of your personality is like developed, sharpened, and set at that age.
Yeah.
And it's not even like always. And I always thought it was traumatic stuff.
Right. And you I think that was
beating your mom.
I think that's what my disconnect is, that I didn't have a traumatic childhood. But also, if I'm being completely honest, and I'm actually going to work on this because I don't want to appear to always be like bashing the church. So I always want to make sure that I'm like just sharing my experience. Mm-hmm. That even the childhood stuff, it was because I went to churches in my childhood.
Yeah.
And so that ends up, it just the way that it internalized me, it screwed me all the way up. I made this post on Facebook, which low key, I probably should take down. But I was talking about going through the process of disentangling God and my relationship with God from church. And, you know, there's always a lot of commentary about it. And some people are like, I don't think that's a good idea because the church is God's bride, whatever. And I was like, I get that, but that's not even like.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you talk about the churches, then too. You talk about the people I went to church with.
I'm talking about some of the philosophies that we have that are church philosophies, but aren't biblical philosophies.
Listen,
a whole word.
1,000%. The moment I realized, much later than would have been helpful, some of the stuff was the person's idea that they framed as a biblical tenet that wasn't.
Right.
But I internalized it as a biblical tenet.
And you can't tell me the way that I am so screwed up in some areas of my life is a result of how God designed me to be.
Right.
Those two things just don't, they're just not going to match. And so for me, I have a hard time accepting that everything that I was taught was biblically sound because I'm so screwed up today. And that's just, I just don't believe God would want that for my life. And so now I have to go through again and separate those two things. And sometimes they become so synonymous with one another that it's hard to do that work of separating the two.
Yes.
And that's the state that I'm in right now. And it's not easy. And so I don't know how we got there, but I don't even know how we got there. But in a nutshell, mine would be to be more spontaneous, to have more fun, and to be able to lean into fun more, like to fully embrace, like don't leave the reservation, don't be reserved, you know, like full fully lean in. Yeah, just fully lean in and let the moment, you know, like fill you up fully, like fully be there. And so... That's my.
I remember when we were the boys were watching Mandalorian season two finale. And at the very end, I'm not going to spoil it if you watch it, but something happened and we were going stupid ham with excitement. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, like, I'm having excitement like I'm 8 years old right now, 37. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah, we were high fiving and stuff. It was great. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I can see your point of a lot of times in adulthood, you reserve yourself from that. Mm-hmm. You put kind of like restrictions on how much of anything you can feel, especially even hurt or whatever. You don't want to give that. You don't want to open or expose yourself to the potential of that again. So I'm happy for you. I remember that's one of the books that I read. My therapist recommended is like, do things that give you joy. Mm-hmm. Just because they do and they make you feel good. And I'm being like, I don't really be doing stuff for pure joy.
I don't know that if someone were to pose that question to me that I would have an answer.
What do you do for joy, or mm-hmm. could you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both. I don't even know that I would have, meaning I don't think I do anything. And then behind that, I don't know that I have a list of things that I could do. That I could like immediately implement and be like, okay, I'm going to do this because they bring me joy.
In the book, she went to dance, back to dance, because she used to love it as a kid. I wouldn't say you're about to just go to a track and run.
Yeah. I don't know that that would be.
I don't know if you'd be finding joy.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have find joy in that today.
Did you enjoy track practice though?
No.
What did you enjoy about running?
I enjoyed the camaraderie. I did enjoy the competition. I'm not a competitive person, but I enjoyed.
You didn't even be like caring if you won or lost.
Yeah, because I'm not competitive.
But
I enjoyed the competition.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to talk about honey.
Honey
is amazing. And the reason why is because she is literally there to help you save money automatically. And that is important. I was actually reading this article today and it was talking about the benefits of going into autopilot and being able to just do things and you know that it's going to work out. And the reason why is it's easier for your brain to think on things and do things that do require energy. Yep. If you're constantly having to put that effort in, then it's hard to be like almost multitask.
That's why Steve Jobs wore the same clothes every day.
Yeah.
You don't want to think about it.
Exactly. And so what Honey does is it takes the hard work out of saving money for you. She makes it way, listen, Honey's a girl to me, okay?
Like,
but she just makes it less complicated and she is there to help you save money. You're going to add Honey to your computer for free and shop lots of your favorite websites like normal. And if Honey finds a coupon, she will automatically apply it and drop the price for you in a flash. You don't have to think about what was that code again. Let me, if you're like me, you got to go in your email and try to remember what the email subject line was so you can copy and paste the promo code and then paste it in there. Or you got to try to remember which letters were capped. Ain't nobody got the time. Okay. So Honey is here to just make it easy for you. Okay. She's already helped people save $1 billion automatically.
$1 billion.
That's what it'd be, a whole entire billy. Join Honey today at joinhoney.com/love.
Love.
That's joinhoney.com/love. Honey. Love. Honey is literally a no-brainer. Come on, Cord.
Love.
Note.
Love. Love.
Okay. My sideburns are not flat.
Get your attitude together, sideburns.
Yeah, they need to. All right, we're taking a break from the episode because we want to tell you about Noom and what makes Noom so different and so special. And the reason why is because it is so much more than a diet and it is so much more than an exercise program.
Right.
They are here to help you understand why you are craving the things that you are craving. And once you understand your body, what's causing it, then you'll know how to stop. And knowing how to stop is what puts you in control to make those changes, not just once, not just twice, but for a lifetime.
And for me, one thing I'm really focusing on with Noom is just being consistent. I obviously, you know, want to feel better more than anything. I want to be consistent with my workouts and eating clean. And I want to wake up the morning with more energy. And I want to be like, you know what? I feel like I'm in a good space. You know, working out for me is a great way to relieve stress, improve my mood. When I wake up in the morning, hit a good workout and have a good clean breakfast, I just have a better day.
Yes, I agree. And something that is really, really great about Noom and the whole program is that it talks specifically not just about weight loss, but really about those non-scale goals. And sometimes that's simply fitting a pair of jeans that you had as your goals, dreams, and you put them on and they fit. Mm-hmm. Or you put on a dress and you just feel really, really good about it. That is something that is immeasurable and sometimes not always captured on the scale.
And listen, even though we're quarantined, we are all still really busy. And that's why Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day, and over 80% of Noomers finish their program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. We're still really early in the year. It's time to get on track and stick with it.
There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/love hour.
Love hour.
Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/love hour.
Love hour.
Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom, Noom.com/love hour.
Love hour.
Now back to the show. Okay, so I did a personal one. I did a business one. You did a personal one. Okay, you're up next.
Business one. I want to mind it.
That's good.
My own. My business one as well. I hope this comes out the right way. I want to better prepare for the stuff that comes with the outside of what I do.
I want to better prepare for
the scrutiny, people not liking this stuff. Oh. That I feel like is more difficult than the creation of content.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the joy of it. If I were to liken it to sports, like I do, the creation of the content is playing in the game. The other stuff is the meetings, the media, treatment, dealing with blowback and people disliking and this and that. That is the part that I have to get better at. Creating the stuff is fun. I find joy in it. I really like to make content, make people laugh, you know, all that. The dealing with opinions and comments. I was talking to Brendan the other day. And he was like, one of the reasons you succeed is because you listen to your audience. You're in the comments talking to them, seeing what they, you know, like, dislike. But that's also what leads me to see the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that no matter how many Black people I work with, someone's going to be like, I've seen three whites. I thought you was about Black empowerment.
I thought you were about, Black empowerment. I see three white people in your video. Mr. On Stage, I have a question.
And the funniest thing about that was the only three white people on set that day. Mm-hmm. And we had 10 people on set.
Right.
They just happened to be in that shot in that department. Anyway, and I know the Patreon people was like, 95, that's the five, that's the five, that's the five. And I realized that, but that's a dangerous narrative to let.
Which is why I think it should have been addressed, only because there are more people who don't comment but think things.
Yep. On whatever it is.
On whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And so it is one of those things that you want to make sure is like addressed and explained. And the fact of the matter is this, and this is, again, just part of it, is just you know and understand what you know and understand, and what you don't. And a lot of people do not understand and don't know, myself included, learning everyone that's involved in touching an episode of something.
Yes.
And so in your mind, this is why I don't like Siri.
Siri,
when someone's talking to you, you don't know how to respond. But as soon as somebody's talking about how beautiful the day is, you want to interject and talk about, 93.5 Kiss FM. Shut up.
I didn't even set that up on purpose. This is why I just want you to tell me what time it is and did I hit my rings? That's all I need you to do. Go ahead, babe.
I forgot what I was saying.
That don't brought Missy out.
Listen, I'm going to talk about her next. Okay. But I just feel like because people don't understand. Oh, I know what I'm saying. A lot of people might assume, like literally, and just like not really understand. I see a video. I see the people that shot it. That's what happened.
Yes.
I saw the cameraman. I saw the people. And now it's on my thing. You don't understand that there's a producer and there's a sound person. There's an editor and there's a sound person and a color corrector person.
Yes.
Like there's so many hands. The person that booked the travel, like someone who made the call sheet. Like there's so many hands that touch before you see the episode, during the episode, and then post, after the episode is shot. And people, again, that's not actually a shot or shade. People just don't understand.
No, there's a lot of people who weren't on her side were like, I actually appreciate you explaining this because I didn't realize
exactly
how many people it takes to even make an episode outside of the point I was making versus the point she was trying to make. She was like, dang, a couple people were like, I didn't even realize how much you did. Or how much went into it and how you really have to be intentional, especially here, to even try to balance the playing field, but like, I will rarely do that moving forward because it's like, if we continue on this path, there will be people, man, I heard this on a movie or a TV show or something, YouTube I was watching. And it was wrestling. For whatever reason, I've been watching a lot of wrestling documentaries because I watched The Undertaker's one and I was watching John Cena's.
Oh.
And he was saying that a lot of the wrestlers, when he was taking his moment, because this is like post Stone Cold and The Rock. Yeah, they basically kind of both retired very close to each other, or The Rock stepped back, Stone Cold retired. So it was time for the next era. It's called the Ruthless Aggression Era now. And it's Stone. I didn't either. I didn't know what. I was just, we pay for WWE Network for Isaiah, and we ain't been watching it. And I was literally had nothing to do. So anyway, it's John Cena, Randy Orton, Dave Bautista, and one other person.
I knew two of them.
Okay. But John Cena, like, shot to the top really quickly. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that a lot of the wrestlers were mad at him.
Because why?
Because they felt like he stepped over them. And blew past him. And he said, how you feel about what I do is your insecurity. Some people get frustrated and jealous because they weren't willing to take the risk that I took to get where I want. And me achieving my dream is a reminder to them that they didn't take the chance. And that's something they got to deal with. Got nothing to do with me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. Because I internalized that a lot of times. But I'm taking on someone else. You might be the personification of what it means to take. Because we took some risks. Mm-hmm. When I watched the documentary back again that's on Kevin on Stage Studios,
I don't even think it's as clear as how risky that tour was. The safe bet was to stay and let that promoter pay us a third and a half. That was safe, and it was good money. To bet it all on black, basically, and go for it the first tour, and then with this soundstage, like, we was looking at the numbers. What we, me and Melissa, don't look at if things keep going well. Mm-hmm. We think if everything goes to crap and we're locked in for 5 years, now what do I look like? So, but it was a time and space where it was like, we got this opportunity that we, outside of this pandemic, we probably wouldn't even have this.
Right.
Not even probably. The business that we bought that from, they those businesses went out of business because of the pandemic, which brought the price per square foot down so much.
It did.
No pandemic, that doesn't happen. No pandemic, no keep your distance.
Right.
So you can't be safe. Because safety, that building is 3 times the cost, and we can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say, if you're mad at me for that, then that's not my fault. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to own that.
Right.
And you, and also, you cannot like what I'm doing, what I make, and I'm not going to own that either. I'm just going to focus on making stuff that I like and stand by, that I can be proud of, and that my audience enjoys. And that's why I think Tyler Perry, I don't know him personally, but I feel like he does a good job of blocking out critics, because he has very vocal critics, and it doesn't seem to have stopped him from doing anything he wants to do.
Yeah.
And I need to adopt more of that mindset. But I'm also a sensitive artist, and I care about my stuff. Mm-hmm. But at some point, now I realize people will turn on you, some people, without you doing anything different.
Sure, that's true.
So I got to just be able to know that that's part of the game. And if I don't want that to happen, then I'm going to have to shrink myself. And I know I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. The thing about it is, it's so funny. I was reading a comment on your Instagram a while ago. It's a couple of weeks ago, right after the app came out, and you posted something, and it was in jest. You were just being funny, and someone was like, "Oh, so now you just being halting now," or something like that. And I was like, "Kev, listen, Kev can be one of those people, but in this post, it's an interpretation of now how you see him based on what you know."
Yes.
And I think that's oftentimes what happens is we see ourselves as the same, but people start to see you different. And so they place or project what they see you onto you. And now it's you that's changed. And really, it's you and the way you feel about me that's changed.
I 1,000% agree. I would never forget this comment. We had just moved into a nicer home than the one we had lived in forever. And what?
And I decided not to say it.
Okay. It was Black Lives Matter was mattering. And we was protesting.
Black Lives Matter was mattering.
And some
we
girl,
always matter, just so we're clear. Hi, we Black Lives always matter.
This microwave. Every year, drawn to this.
Henceforth and forevermore, from now until the time of Jesus's return, Black Lives will always matter.
Listen, Angelica made a great point. I just want to shout that out. Tyler got a soundstage after one of his critics.
He sure did.
Spike Lee, he honored him.
He sure did.
She was like, "Oh, sure, you care about black lives from your mansion in California."
First of all,
if you want to see a mansion, you don't want to go to my house. Because if you watch Selling Sunset, those are mansions. There are 50 gazillion people in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio and Georgia. Melissa's dad's house, and more importantly, land he owns, makes our house look like an apartment. He's sitting on a couple, his driveway.
It's long in the back.
His driveway is about as long as this street. And that's just retired military.
Yes.
So trust me, a lot of people live in a house this big. But that to me was like, oh, nothing about me has actually changed. Same thing happened with Tiffany Haddish. She ain't do nothing different.
Yeah.
But people just all of a sudden started feeling different about it. When it worked on the Girl Strip movie, and it don't work no more. But anyway, that's another thing that I got to work on, owning, not owning anger that is not mine. Now, I'm still going to always be open to criticism.
Yeah,
like, hey, this and
sometimes
that.
Sometimes people be having the best.
Oh, my audience, the stage crew, the stage manager, people on Patreon, when they criticize,
it is.
I know that is genuine. Talking over people, blah, 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 stuff like that. I can take that. But I knew that girl wasn't the girl who said that wasn't a fan like that. People in the audience was like, "Girl, that's Tony."
Yeah.
And you know, Brendan is over there. And it was like, I know you ain't a Patreon. Yeah. Because Patreon, we done seen these people behind, I don't know how many times. And I can't expect a casual fan to get that. And that's just a perfect example of how the internet works. You saw and it was honestly Tony's point to make the show look more, I don't know what the word he is, but he showed the cameras on purpose. Because first editor was like, y'all are in the show. What is going on?
Yeah.
And Tony was that's why you, he was like, this is really hard to cut. And he was like, oh no, it's designed to be like, it's part of the show. So he was like, oh, so she took that and made it a part of the thing. But sometimes on the internet, 0.7 seconds of a frame, you think that tells the whole story.
Absolutely.
And I won't have to address that again.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But for me, I hesitate to do business things because honestly, even in my ambition, I limit God because my thoughts for the app subscriber paid were not what we got.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Patreon, if I can get half or a third by December.
Oh, prepping for it.
We were prepping for that, right? And then I thought, okay, Patreon gonna drop to crazy. I'm gonna figure out how to do some stuff. The app growth got so fast that I had to stop doing it because people was doggone calculating the money in the comments. And I was like, I'm black, but I'm blacked. But
they also don't understand the cost of it.
Oh, my God.
I think a lot of times people do the math and think that's automatic pocket.
Listen, that on Twitter, there's a whole thing.
Okay, but then we're going to keep going.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to harp on.
No, I'm not. I'm on Twitter, they talk about LLC Twitter. Make people go out and buy an LLC and do this and that. This app, if it works correctly, we won't be taking money out of it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The point, salaries will be paid, editors will be paid, but the fact that the app is self-reliant,
not all the way.
Some basic costs are self-reliant, is a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
Huge win. So I don't have a subscriber goal, but my goal was.
That was a lie.
It was a lie. It was. It was a lie. It was a lie. It was a complete lie. It was a complete lie. 100,000 is the goal.
I don't know.
It's the goal. I don't know what I do want it. I don't know if we'll get it in a year, but I do want that. I do like that.
Kim.
It was a lie. Jesus, you called me out in front of friends and in front of company. But anyway, the best part is not having to cover losses. The app being self-sufficient for at least the salary of the employees paid, we'll figure out how to get the content cost down because that is wildly expensive. But I'm really grateful that it's working.
Yeah.
So one goal, if I had one goal, it'd be to be able to license a show or a piece of content. That would be like, if that worked.
Outward.
Outside. To retain ownership, but license it, like the Netflix did The Office, and they actually just lost that license a couple days ago. That would be, okay, it's all clicking. You know, that one licensed product would cover the app cost for probably 3 years, three, five years. So, dang, they already knew I was lying too.
They did. We're good. Oh, yeah.
Something about this mic them brought out the worst of lists. All your petty energy.
All my petty energy. All right, let's segue into our last sponsor for today's episode. I really quickly want to say thank you to all of our sponsors of 2020 and going into 2021. We really appreciate you guys supporting the podcast and we appreciate our supporters supporting our sponsors. All right. Yes, yes. And this is one that we talk about all the time. Why? Because we sell merchandise as well. And that is none other than ShipStation.
ShipStation!
As we're going into the new year and you're trying to figure out ways to be more productive, you're trying to increase your streams of income, you're trying to automate things and make things just a lot easier on you, ShipStation is here to help you do that. No matter where you're selling, and I'm going to encourage all of you, if you have something, you're like, I don't know what to do. Make it, build it, and they will come. Put it out there. You have Amazon. You have Etsy. You have your own website. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. There is a reason, very good reason. ShipStation is the number one choice for online sellers. Ship more in less time with some of the best rates available anywhere. And that's on who?
Mary had a little lamb.
Get 2021 off to a great start by visiting ShipStation.com and just use our offer code LOVE to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone, type in the word LOVE. One more time, that's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code LOVE. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen, make money happen, make your goals happen. Do it big.
All right. And now back to the show.
All right. The last thing that I will say for one of my goals and the person that was accidentally introduced this year or in 2020, but she's carrying my energy into 2021 is Missy. And some of the people have already said this in the comments.
Not Missy Elliott.
No, not Missy Elliott. To be honest, I've always hated the name Missy.
I thought that was the most interesting thing about this.
Yeah.
The persona came.
Yeah. I've always hated the name Missy. And the reason why, though, very specific, you know how you meet someone with the name and like it's forever tied to that. So my first introduction to the name Missy was with a dog.
Oh, really?
Yes. I never knew Missy to be a nickname for Melissa.
Yeah.
So my very first interaction with the name Missy was a literal, like a little puppy dog. And so I always just thought of it as a dog's name until literally Missy Elliott. And I was like, oh, it's a people's name.
And you didn't know her name was Melissa?
No, I didn't know Missy Elliott's name was Melissa until years later.
Much longer?
Yeah, much longer later. And then it was like, oh, okay. But I still would like, but don't call me Missy though.
Yeah.
And
Missy Elliott is like, that's
I mean,
Missy
she is
Elliott.
The Missy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different, that's Cher.
Yeah,
Bono,
exactly.
Missy Elliott.
That's her.
Cisco.
Exactly. And so, I never just, you know, I just never did, it never vibed with me that way.
Right.
During my photo shoot and, the photographer, we were like, oh, Melissa, you need some sunglasses. And I didn't have any. And she was like, I think I have some Gucci sunglasses. And we was like, okay, girl, get it, Pete. And so when I put them on, it was just, I don't know, it was just a certain energy that came about. And I feel like one of the things that I really want to like tap into is being able to explore those different parts of like, you know, yeah. your personality. And I love the idea of being the rich auntie. You know, you always want to be the 60, 70-year-old auntie that just cut like literally my post was like coming in with everything's expensive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you can actually use it at 7.
Right.
Who cares? It came from Paris. And like, I'm going to go off and be with my boyfriend
for
3 days.
All these people just found out Melissa Elliott, Missy Elliott's name is Melissa.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. And so I just want to, and not that it's even necessarily like who I am, because at the core of who I am is not that.
Yeah.
But I think it's so fun and such a fun idea.
Sometimes.
Yeah, just to be that sometimes and just to be able to explore and be different parts of my personality
yeah.
that I think sometimes comes out when sometimes I see comments and they're just like, Mose, I didn't know you were so funny. And I'm like, I don't know why it doesn't always come out. But I'm working on making sure that like the fullness and, you know, that I'm comfortable being every part of me that's available.
Melissa is goofy, silly at home. I think when you do the podcast, the Love Hour specifically.
Yeah.
It is not a comedy podcast.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of times the topics are serious. You take it seriously. It doesn't lend itself to be as silly as you can be.
Yeah.
Let her youngest son be in the room. She can be silly and goofy. And I think also that's part of like exposing yourself to people. I don't know if that's part of it for you.
Oh, it
but
is.
It's not your natural disposition to be comedic, but it is, you are funny though.
Yeah.
You know.
I think sometimes it's so funny too. I've been getting a lot of like, girl, your captions are funny.
Oh, you're great.
But I honestly, it's sometimes it's like literally I'll say something to Kevin and he'll be like, you're really dumb. And I'm like, oh, then I should use that as a caption. Because it's just sometimes literally the way that I think or the way that I say things. I don't know. It's just weird. And so I'm just working on allowing myself the opportunity to show that more publicly, which is vulnerable
yeah.
a little bit. Because yeah. then it's like, well,
what if they don't like me? Is my therapist watching? I have a question.
I just don't know, like, you know, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to be to this. You don't want to be to that. And so, you know, all of those labels start coming across your mind and it's just like, I don't know how to be. And so I want to work on just, you know, it's part of the reason actually in the book club, I said this year, I'm not reading Nan book that's going to tell me that I need to work on something.
Really?
I'm literally right now looking for, I want Love and Hip Hop in a book form. Like, I just want to read messy drama, fictional. Let me judge your life and tell you that was dumb.
I got an idea for the book club. This really ain't only a book club.
It's not a book club at all. If you would like to join the book club, the link will be in the description box, but get ready to join someone else's book club if you actually want to read books.
It's really just a club. What if y'all discuss shows like Bridgerton?
Oh my God, that's one of my ideas.
Really?
Yes, but it wasn't. I wanted to do a podcast.
I think podcast shows, watch it by this time, talk about okay, it. So everybody's talking about Bridgerton. I know we're going to watch it after we finish The Crown, but it's like crossing the Black Twitter.
Okay, I definitely want to do. I was thinking, so shows are a good idea. I thought the only reason why I thought podcast, we could do either one. We can do both. Who cares? I can do whatever I want. The only reason why I thought podcast is because they usually come out weekly. And so it gives you like a discussion point. But when you have to like binge a show, people be on different.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that is one of my goals this year is to be, it kind of goes back to my, I want to be fun, have fun.
Yeah.
I want to explore and lean into all of those different parts of my like personality, let them shine and just be more of who I am.
Right.
You know, more unapologetically is actually the book that we're reading. I want to like, just be able, I just want to be this year. Like I really do. I just want to allow myself the opportunity to simply be.
Yes. You got to be cool. You got to be home. You got to get together. Everybody keeps asking me to share the Overachiever article. It is in the comments now. Okay. And then maybe I'll send it to Kat to post to the episode.
Okay.
I like that for you, Melissa.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like there's a, there's a certain energy that I'm trying to harness this year. I'm trying to cultivate. I'm trying to develop as a skill that allows me to not be so in my head, be so heady, and allow myself to just like be in the moment and just be. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it every time, all the time, but it's something I'm trying to be more cognizant of and trying to be more aware of. And hopefully I want it to lead into, you know, that creative space that allows me to like, I never even like daydream. I've never been a daydreamer.
I was down here daydreaming when I was uploading the episode. I looked at myself and I was like, you was dreaming.
I have never.
I've asked you about dreams and stuff, dream vacation.
I don't night dream. I don't daydream. Listen, we got serious business that I need to attend to.
I don't night dream.
Like I just don't dream. And so I want to work on even just that, even just, you know, allowing my, like, what do I want to accomplish? That's not like, I want to do this because it's something that I actually can accomplish and I've already have a plan in place. And so that's the reason why it's a goal.
So it's not really a, yeah.
I want to like really, you know, push myself to dream, like to really, really dream. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I'm going to say is that I want to allow myself, well, I'm telling you to not overindulge. I want to indulge. So I had more and not like so convicted about it. Really, really quick story. I had a goal of how many sponsor posts I wanted to do last year. And so when I hit it and it was Christmas, I was like, I'm going to buy myself a nice little designer bag. I bought it. And then American Express
texted me and was like, hey, Melissa spent this amount on a, is everything okay? Now, if this was you, we would know. But Melissa, so I said yes, because I saw you downstairs looking at it. And I sent it to her. And Liz was like, that was God telling me not to get it. That was American Express saying, girl, you don't be doing stuff like that.
I didn't know you said yes, because I literally was like, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I shouldn't buy this. And so I just feel like I need to allow myself the opportunity to indulge. Like, I always know that there's $11 in the bank. That's just what it is. So like, it's okay to be like, girl, you have 15. You could do something with like the extra $3. So like, that's what I'm working on. I started my Miss Kev on Stage LLC.
Sure did.
I did.
Took
I got some money out of
the business.
I took some of the little.
I got the alert from Bank of America. I said, I
transferred it over. And I just want to, just start allowing my, I just got other goals for that money. But I just want to like start allowing myself the opportunity to indulge and know that like, there's money over here aside, there's money over here aside. And you have the opportunity that you can just, you know, spend on things that don't appear to always be.
You can indulge. Everybody splurges to the level of their splurgeability.
No, everyone does. But the thing is, even when we, you know, forever, I've never been one to indulge. Like even,
really?
No, I remember when we were in Washington and I was like, everyone gets their nails done. Women like to get their nails. Some women, I don't want to say all women, get their nails done. And I was getting my nails done. And I was like, this is such a stupid expense. And I could be doing other things with my money. And I'm just not going to do this anymore. And so I stopped. If you notice, now there was a period of time where I would get my nails done. Then I wouldn't, because I would go through that same thing. Then I would get them done. Then I wouldn't. And then the very last tour, I was just like, Melissa, it's okay. You can get your nails done and all's going to be okay. It's okay. And I think that's my issue is like, I'm always like, you know, I just have a problem with like treating myself. And so I'm working on doing it without the guilt specifically. Yeah. Doing it without the guilt is kind of where I'm at. Okay. I think that's it.
What question were you answering?
My last one, the goals that I have.
Mm.
Yeah, that was my personal. Listen, they say I love getting my hair done and my nails. And this is the thing. I like my nails done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I be feeling away. It's poverty. Scarcity mindset. And I mean, we're talking about small things like, you know, nails or whatever, but it can even be like, sometimes it's silly when, okay. I said a whole lot by not saying anything. But even when I think back to when I was doing the rebrand, part of the reason it took me so long is I didn't want to pay it. I was like, this is going to be so much money. Like, I have to find a photographer and they're going to be expensive. And I just have to find this person. And then they added on, I needed a set designer. And I was like, Lord have mercy. This is so much money. And that's my... And that's not to say there's not a cheaper way to do this, because there is. But even that is just like, you know, I struggle with that. I struggle with that. And so I want to do better about that over the course of the next, you know, 300 days. Anything else?
I want to get a piano in the next 3 weeks. A keyboard, not a piano.
Okay.
I need a little keyboard right here. And I'm just going to be like, music boy. I like making Melissa's a musician, by the way. You don't know how to play the sax and read music.
I don't know if I can still read music.
Girl.
I did play the saxophone in school.
You don't forget how to read music?
I'm going to go with it.
Do you?
Chad, it's been a long time. I think
I'm going to pull up a...
It needs to be treble clef.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up a sax to achieve music.
I think the in-between spaces is space, and then the lines are every good boy does fine.
Yes. I know that much.
Okay.
I don't know eighth note, quarter note, half note.
That I might be able to remember.
Do you know that?
That might be a quarter note. I know this means sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a triplicate.
Yep. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum,
ba-dum. Oh, I didn't even know this was the ping-ping. Yeah. That's
wow.
First of all, do one you don't know. I didn't realize it was the Pink Panther. I looked straight at the music. I didn't even look at the title. I could have faked the funk on that.
Okay. Well,
apparently the sax, the Pink Panther is the best one for.
Okay. How about this? This is, you won't know this.
No, Fly Me to the Moon.
Don't look at the titles.
Well, Ninja, why you got it up here? Okay, but just go back. I think that is a whole note, is just the simple.
You don't know this. You don't know no George Michael?
Yes, I do. I don't know this song. I don't know this one. You need more basic stuff, though. I don't know these notes, even if I played in real life. Gosh. That's the timestamp. That's
4/4.
Yeah, 4/4, four beats per measure. Yeah. That's all I know, Chad. I think this is the eighth note. I think that means that this is a natural or something like that. I don't remember. Listen, it's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you without sheet music to write.
The tall is the eighth. Oh, yeah. Did I mean triplet? What did I say? No, it's triplicate, isn't it?
I don't know tax stuff.
I thought it was triplicate. Triplicate. Or is it triplet? Maybe it is triplet.
Triplicate, I think, is three copies.
Correct.
Duplicate.
Correct. I told you I don't wimble. Yeah, isn't that the timestamp? The 4/4? This is the problem. You know, when
that's
you know
a time signature.
You know, yep, the pound sign is a sharp. It's not called the timestamp.
I think it's the time signature.
The time signature.
Timestamp is 7:03 a YouTube video.
This is the problem. It's been so long.
You're cross-pollinating.
Listen.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
It's been so long that you're just like, I think that means four beats per measure or something like that. I don't remember. Oh, time signature is what they call it. Oh, time measure. Ciao. I told y'all it's been a long time. I told y'all.
Time.
It's been a long time. Okay, if that's it, we're going to review this episode again. And
if I'm not playing the guitar and the piano, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
I cannot wait.
You also have the benefit of me trying and starting and stopping things like this so much.
Our entire relationship, this is what you've done. So I'm actually really excited. I'm excited for twofold. Number one, if you see this through, I'm actually really excited.
I'll
for
be
that.
Good by then.
Yeah,
I'll be better.
I'm actually really excited to see like the progression and see you see this fold. I also want you to know that Missy will be present and accounted for. Okay. In January 2022. When you realize you haven't played this.
Well, Missy should buy me a new guitar.
No, she's going to be like, hi. Remember, can we pull up the video? Excuse me, Mr. White Man. Can you pull up the video?
Mr. White Man?
Yeah, because isn't that the cameraman? It was a callback. Y'all didn't get it? Yes, the Bald and the Beautiful is returning.
This week we shoot, ain't we?
I think next week it starts. I think this week is the matchmaking special. So yes, the Bald and the Beautiful will be returning. Last thing I want to say is that, and then we can close for real. The Miss Kev on Stage show will not be on the app. I get this question all of the time. It will not be on the app. And the reason why, I think we can say this. Have you announced this?
Mm-hmm. But you can say it.
Okay. The reason why is because Facebook, Instagram reached out to Kevin and I and offered us the ability to create, what's the word? Exclusive content on Instagram and Facebook that cannot go anywhere else. So that's the reason why. And that's also the reason why it will not be on the Kev on Stage app.
Yeah.
With that said, I am working on a dating show. We actually have a meeting tomorrow.
You do?
Yeah. I actually have a meeting tomorrow for a dating show that is currently unnamed. But yeah, we are doing a dating show on the app, and I will be part of that through and through because it's kind of the idea. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Great, because I'm tired. I honed you a little bit.
Bye.
Bye.
Tomorrow.